This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. More and more retailers are dropping the mask requirement for shoppers who've been vaccinated. Our Jackie Quinn takes us to the stores.
In response to last week's guidance from the CDC that fully vaccinated people didn't need to wear masks indoors anymore, Target and CVS say they're no longer requiring shoppers who are vaccinated to wear masks inside their stores. They didn't say how anyone would know if a shopper was inoculated or not. Friday, Walmart, Costco, and several other large retailers announced that they were dropping mask requirements for people who have been vaccinated.
Israel and Palestinian militants are battling each other again this morning. Israel launching a wave of airstrikes on targets in Gaza, militants firing rockets into Israel. President Biden's expressing support for a ceasefire, but not demanding one. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with what this is all about.
An administration official says that was intentional amid White House determination to back Israel's right to self-defense. Spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the administration's moving behind the scenes to end the violence.
Through quiet, intensive diplomacy.
But it's under pressure to respond more forcefully. Dozens of Democrats are calling for an immediate ceasefire. Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell says that creates the false narrative that the two sides are legitimate combatants when they're actually an independent state trying to defend itself against terrorists.
What nonsense.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Biden administration has agreed to let about 250 people a day through border crossings with Mexico to seek refuge in the U.S. This is part of negotiations to settle a lawsuit, says the ACLU. A surfer was attacked and killed by a shark this morning off the coast of Australia. This is AP News. Former President Trump will speak at North Carolina's annual state Republican Party convention in June. Here's our Mike Gracia.
Do you miss me yet?
Former President Donald Trump will speak in person at the North Carolina Republican Party convention next month. Party officials say Trump will deliver remarks at the June 5th convention dinner in Greenville. A spokeswoman for the NCGOP says Trump's speech will be closed to the media and journalists will not be able to view it via live stream or alternate forms. Trump's last significant public speech was in February at the Conservative Political Action Conference convention in Florida. Mike Gracia, Washington.
It is far from being over. We've just started.
Groups alleging human rights abuses in China are calling on the world to boycott the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing. The time for talking is over, says one advocate. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.